A major announcement is about to take place, and I'd like to invite straight away the Chairman of Racing New South Wales, Mr. Russell Balding.
Thank you, Greg, and good morning, everyone, and welcome, and thank you for attending this morning's special media announcement, where, as Greg said, we'll be outlining to you some very exciting initiatives in relation to an expanded Sydney Spring Carnival. With me this morning is also Julia Ritchie, Vice Chair of the ATC, James Heddo, Executive General Manager of Racing from the ATC, and Peter Valland is the CEO of Racing New South Wales. Over recent years, thoroughbred racing here in New South Wales has gone from strength to strength. We've made strong and continuous progress with improvements in the overall levels of prize money, the quality of horses that are competing in our carnivals, and also our racing infrastructure. Those increases in prize money, you'll recall, have reached all parts of the New South Wales thoroughbred racing industry, with total annual prize money more than doubling since 2012 to now $250 million per annum. But importantly, we've also invested significantly in ensuring the welfare of our main participants, the horses. Now, following on from the enormous success of the Everest, today I'm very excited to be here along with the Australian Turf Club to announce further additions to the Sydney Spring Racing calendar that continue the theme of race innovation and participation growth, as well as ensuring that our racing maintains momentum during this important part of our racing season. Highlighting today's announcement is the creation of a new race, the Golden Eagle, to be run for the first time on Saturday, the 2nd of November 2019 at Rosehill Gardens Racecourse over a distance of 1,500 metres. The Golden Eagle will be a race open to four-year-old horses at set weights, offering total prize money of $7.5 million. For the first time in the Australian thoroughbred racing calendar, there will be a feature race open only to four-year-olds. This is unique, and you'll understand the significance of this shortly with an announcement of a further initiative along with this race. We expect that the Golden Eagle will draw together the best four-year-old sprinter milers of each year, where these horses could come to the Golden Eagle through races such as the Epsom, the Everest obviously, or the Sydney Stakes. Importantly for racing in New South Wales, the $7.5 million in prize money offered for the Golden Eagle will be derived entirely from new revenues, new monies to the thoroughbred racing industry, and will not require a reallocation of existing revenues. The actual funding mechanism of the Golden Eagle will be the subject of a further announcement later. The staging of the Golden Eagle, which will be the world's third richest race on turf at Rosehill Gardens, will make it the richest race held at that racecourse and provides a new feature for this wonderful venue. But importantly, the Golden Eagle itself will be a celebration both of and for Western Sydney, the growing catchment area of our future racing participants. A further unique aspect of this new and exciting race is that 10% of the Golden Eagle prize money will be donated to bona fide charities, nominated by the owners of horses winning prize money. For example, the charity selected by the winner of the Golden Eagle in 2019 will receive $410,000, with $150,000 and $75,000 being paid to charities of the second and third placed horses respectively. This initiative will allow the New South Wales racing industry to support and recognise those charities that are so important to our communities and assist them to help those who are in most need of help. You'll note that the Golden Eagle follows on from the tradition established by two of Rosehill's other great races in the Golden Slipper and the Golden Rose, run for two-year-olds and three-year-olds respectively. The Golden Slipper at two, the Golden Rose at three, and we'll now have the Golden Eagle at four, which will form the Golden Slam at Rosehill. Now, the Golden Slam creates a rare treble that will test horses against each of the crop of horses over the three racing seasons. We're pleased to also announce today that any horse winning all three races of the Golden Slam will receive a bonus of $5 million. Now, that's a huge incentive for our top horses to stay and compete in Sydney during our spring carnival. The Golden Eagle is the highlight of changes to the program in Sydney that will now see a feature race on each program throughout the spring. In addition to the Golden Eagle, the Bondi Stakes, a new $1 million race for three-year-olds, will be contested over 1,600 metres at Royal Randwick, and the first running of the Bondi Stakes will be on Saturday, the 26th of October 2019. The Bondi Stakes is a new feature for the three-year-old age group in Sydney during the spring. The race will follow on in draw from the Golden Rose and the Flight Stakes earlier in the spring. We're also strengthening our two-year-old spring calendar. The Golden Gift for two-year-olds was first run by the ATC in 2015. On Saturday, 9 November 2019, the Golden Gift will be run for $1 million prize money, creating a significant highlight race for two-year-olds at that time of the year. The Golden Gift over 1,100 metres will now be an important feature race in its own right. With prize money of $1 million, it will virtually ensure that at least the first and second placed horses will qualify for the Golden Slipper and other feature races for two-year-olds in the autumn. The addition of these races will see each Saturday program in Sydney carrying a major feature race during the spring from the start of September. These weekly highlights will include some of Sydney's great traditional spring races, such as the Epsom Handicap, the George Main Stakes, the Golden Rose and the Golden Eagle, comprising two legs of the Golden Slam. And of course, the TAB Everest, which is the jewel in the crown. We've seen the public and the race crowds respond to the Everest. These initiatives announced this morning will ensure that spring will now be an even more exciting time for racing in Sydney, and in particular, Western Sydney at Rosehill Gardens. Now, before I hand over to Julie Ritchie and then to Peter Volandis to answer any questions you may have, I'd just like to finish off by saying that what we've announced today is not only good, will not only be good for New South Wales racing and Sydney racing in particular, but it'll be good for Australian racing. There will be the cynics who will be critical of the Golden Eagle and this concept that we've announced. They will be of the view that it won't work or should not have been programmed up against the Melbourne Spring Carnival, or it doesn't fit the pattern, whatever that means today, because I just don't know. These will be the same cynics who were critical of the Everest, who said the Everest wouldn't work, who said that the Everest would not be good for Australian racing, and that the Everest should not have been programmed up against the Melbourne Spring Carnival. Well, we certainly proved them wrong. But what I also know, in any industry today, if you don't keep reinventing yourself, don't go looking for a younger demographic or the new generation coming through, you will not survive. You will perish. The announcement today of these two very exciting initiatives, the Golden Eagle and the Golden Slam, is part of Racing New South Wales' continuing reinvention program. The board and management of Racing New South Wales, along with the ATC, are not only very, very excited about the concept, we're very confident that these two new initiatives, along with an expanded Sydney Spring Carnival, just like the Everest, will be a huge success. Thank you.
I'd like to invite the Vice Chair of the ATC, Julia Ritchie.
Keep this short because I think this is about a celebration of quite an amazing announcement today for actually racing in Australia, just not Sydney. On behalf of the Chairman and the Board of the ATC, I want to thank Racing New South Wales, but more to the point, the collaboration we're developing between the club and Racing New South Wales in further developing these initiatives. I do think it's rounding out our spring now to make it the powerhouse spring that it was always meant to be by adding these incredible races. I think it's given great support and reminds us how important Rose Hill, Western Sydney, and the Slipper is. Everyone, it's we reintroduce the slipper, I think, as well, because it's the starting point of a lot of the journeys of these horses. So from the point of view of the club, I want to thank them. We look forward to working together in the future on so many more things. It's an exciting time for us all to be working, and it's going to be good for all of us. And I have to say, as an owner, I'm already starting to think about where I'm placing my horses right now. So thank you.
Okay, we're going to open up questions to the floor. Any questions for Russell, Julia, Peter Volandis, or James Heddo, also from the executive of the ATC?
Gentlemen,
Ray?
And lady, all these new races, will they be supported by other programming initiatives, or just be one-off races on those new days?
No, there will be other programming initiatives. This is the first announcement of many to come, because the major announcement is how this is going to be funded with a new revenue type. That will be the subject of another announcement. We are finalising a pretty big joint venture. Once that's finalised, we'll announce that. It'll also give us an indication of what revenues we can use, which will basically mean that some of the other races that on this program, their prize money could significantly increase.
The placement of these races, obviously, it's right in the heart of Melbourne's major spring carnival. Obviously expecting criticism for those race dates.
Right, racing is a very competitive sport, and
it's also in the heart of our spring carnival. And as I'd outlined earlier, we believe that we need to expand our spring carnival and strengthen our spring carnival, and that's for the benefit of racing in New South Wales. But I also think it will complement racing in Australia. We saw through the Everest the issues in respect of the criticism of running the Everest up against the Caulfield Guineas, and we've seen what's happened with that, with the turnover and the crowd's turnout. So I generally believe, and my board generally believes, that this will complement the Victorian Racing Carnival.
Peter, I was just going to say, the thought in Sydney Racing was that we're all moving everything towards the eastern suburbs and Randwick. As I suppose it's a boost for those out west, but is there consultation like with the councils out west in Rose Hill and promotion for it?
No, look, this has been a very confidential initiative. We've been working on it for a few months, so we haven't gone out there because, as you know, it's a unique concept. We wanted to make sure it stayed a unique concept. There's never been a four-year-old event exclusively for four-year-olds, which I think is lacking in our calendar. And so no, we haven't, but we will now. And now that it's out, it's a celebration of the West. You know, the western suburbs of Sydney now have the third richest race on turf in the world. Only the Everest and the Arc of Triomphe beat it. So, and then we've got the Golden Slam, where you've got the Golden Slipper, the Golden Rose, and the Golden Eagle with a $5 million bonus. And who's to say that that may not turn into a $10 million bonus or even a $20 million bonus in years to come?
Peter, why just four-year-olds? Why not 5 and 6-year-olds?
Well, we believe this complements the calendar, and there's strategic reasons for this. We want horses to remain in work, give them incentive not to go to stud, give them incentive to stay in Australia. There's a lot of three-year-olds that go to Asia, but if they can see a $7.5 million race, that may change their mind or their behaviour in what they do with their horse. We lose millions and millions of dollars in turnover or betting revenue with horses that don't continue to race. I've always been told by, you know, trainers of the highest ilk that a horse is at its peak as a four-year-old. We have two-year-old races, we have three-year-old races. Why don't we have a four-year-old race? And that's where the concept has come from. There is no four-year-old race in the Melbourne Spring Carnival, so we're not conflicting with anything. And we've tried as hard as possible to complement the Spring Carnival in Victoria, because we believe the spotlight should be on both states, not just one.
How will the charity concept work?
So the charity, so of the $7.5 million, $750,000 will go to charity. The owners of the horses have to nominate a charity that's accredited by Racing New South Wales, so it can't be the Peter Volandis Foundation. And then whatever that horse wins, so let's say it wins first prize, which is $4 million, the charity will get $400,000. If it runs last and they get $4,000, the charity gets $400 or around that mark. So they get 10% of the prize money. So this is also returning to the racing through this new revenue stream is going to return $750,000 to the community and to the most people of the most need, the charities. So we're proud of that. So the charities will be $750,000 better off because the Eagle has landed.
James, if you haven't nominated for the Golden Rose or Golden Slipper, will you be able to pay a late entry into the Golden Eagle?
Oh, they're the sorts of issues we'll have a look at as we work through the programs and through the spring. But yeah, we would certainly not want to exclude a horse who may have missed those races, so it's something we'll look at.
And with your programming, there was 5 Saturdays in November last year. Is this going to help to spread those races across all these dates?
Yeah, for sure. We'll look at how it all blends in. The Bondi Stakes and the Golden Eagle are additional races to the program, but the Golden Gift just moves back 2 weeks. So, yeah.
And with the staying races that you've already got, are you saying those horses can go to Melbourne and run in the bigger races in Melbourne after they've run in the St Ledger and the Metropolitan?
Well, I suppose it's up to the trainer. What we're doing by extending the spring is giving trainers and owners options to stay in Sydney.
The inspiration behind the name, the Golden Eagle?
Well, we thought of 20 names and we put it to a focus group and by far the most popular name came out to be the Golden Eagle, and naturally it had to be Golden to go with the Golden Slam, the Golden Slipper, the Golden Rose and the Golden Eagle. So, and you need a name that's got an international attraction and it's got to be, people got to know what it means. I mean, what bird, you know, it flies high. And we're hoping that Sydney racing under these initiatives will fly high.
And Peter, getting into the race, is it going to be more traditional as an order of entry, highest rated horses get into the Golden Eagle?
Absolutely, yeah. It's just the normal conditions. It's set weights. And as I say, you only have to look at the field that we could have attracted last year to realise that there's been a gap in our calendar for four-year-olds. And even the one that we looked at for this year, the field is extraordinary. So, yes, it'll be as normal. There's no concept in this
no
one.
Slots,
there's
no slot
owners,
ticket holders.
No ticket owners. It's just a normal situation.
Can I just say, Greg, from the ATC's point of view, we think it's inspired choice to have a four-year-old race and to link the Golden Slipper for two-year-olds, Golden Rose for three-year-olds into the Golden Eagle for four-year-olds. We think that's a masterstroke and an inspired decision.
And the promotion of all these races, Peter, all in one. I know the Everest is a major focus point and you drive the Everest more than any other race in Sydney. Does the Golden Eagle and the Everest, does it all fit into the one promotion of the spring?
Yes, it does, but we will certainly be promoting heavily the Golden Eagle this year. For us, it's very, very important that it's at Rose Hill. Rose Hill is probably one of the best race courses in the world for facilities. The public facilities at Rose Hill are second to none that I've seen. People should go out there and really experience how good it is, and this is the way we're going to do it. We're going to have the Golden Eagle, we've got the great race, the Golden Slipper and the Golden Rose, but we just need to celebrate Sydney's West, and if you look at the population growth in Sydney, it's all in the West, and we need to have a presence in the West, and we need to give a major event for Sydney's West, and the three Goldens will do that.
Are you expecting the Golden Gift to be listed or better this year after its last couple of winners?
It's already listed, it's in the program. Look, the pattern doesn't really concern me one iota. This is about attracting the under 35s. They couldn't care if it's a listed or a group 96. It's all about how good the field is, the quality of the field, and the experience they're gonna get when they get to the racetrack. As far as the traditional group and listed and patterns are concerned, it's not in our considerations.
It wasn't a driving consideration, either placing the race or determining the prize money of the race.
But the race works pretty well where it was already, didn't it?
Yes, yes, yes. But again, it's now fitting in to this revamped and strengthened spring carnival.
There's a lot of two-year-olds that come into work at that period in time, and they, rather than race or trial, they go straight out to the spelling paddocks. We're going to incentivise trainers to possibly give them one start, and it's $1 million worth for that start.
Okay, any more questions? I'm sure all the details will be up on Racing New South Wales website. And that concludes today's announcement. Thanks for...
There we go. The latest for you from Racing New South Wales regarding the announcement of the new races, the Golden Eagle, the Golden Gift and the Bondi Stakes. It's 22...